والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. علماء، respected حفاظ، elders and brothers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We begin with the praises of Allah رب العالمين, that Allah is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, our leader, mentor, teacher, and our guide, Nabiyya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and brothers, we are all familiar with the 99 names of Allah. The hadith in Tirmidhi mentions that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has 100 names minus one, and whoever enumerates them and learns them will enter paradise. So we make an effort, inshallah, towards that as well. However, many are not aware that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also had multiple names. The Quran, according to some mufassirun, list 77 explicitly and 121 in total if you include the verbs. The hadith and others take the account of names to close to 300. Imam Jazuli in Dala'il al-Khayrat has listed over 200 names. And still there are other sources that suggest even higher numbers. All of his names are beautiful, and they give us insight into the personality that he was, which is why it is important that we familiarize ourselves with these beautiful names, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of his names, allow me today, being the month of Rabiul Awwal, the month in which our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, and coincidentally the month in which he passed away also. And we do not only speaking about him in this month alone. Our speech should be on a regular basis to bring us close to Sunnatullah. And Sunnatullah is that which Allah and his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has ordained. Nevertheless, one of the names that has personally appealed to me is the Comforter. One who brings solace, one who brings relief, one who elevates pain, one who removes pain. And there's something about this word comfort that has a universal appeal. We all love the idea of it, and we all want to be in comfort. Am I right? Everybody wants to be in comfort. Nobody wants to be in discomfort. When we're at home, lounging around in our PJs, we want to be in comfort. When we're driving almost fully reclined on our way to work, we seek comfort. So at every opportunity, insan wants to be in comfort. Which is why we dress in comfort. We eat for comfort. We travel in comfort. We seek out relationships that make us comfortable. And we also need to be comforted, especially in times of hardship. No matter how strong a person may be, no matter how stoic a person may be, they also need comfort. So the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who endured so many hardships, one after the other, needed to be comforted as well. So the idea that one of his names is actually the comforter, the one who brings comfort, makes so much of sense, especially when we look at the narrative of his life. When we study his seerah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we only come to this conclusion that he was none other than the comforter. He has other similar names and meanings, like Rahmatul Lil Alameen, the one who was sent as a mercy unto mankind, except as a mercy to the worlds. They are also Rasulul Rahmah, Rasulul Raha, the messenger of peace, the messenger of relief. Why all these names are beautiful? There's something specifically about the comforter that I find so beautiful. By the simple fact that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given this name, it suggests to me and to you that we are in need of comfort. We are in need of hope, of consolation, of solace, etc. To see us through the hardships of life, we can always turn to the seerah and to the life of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You and I know that we are living in very dark and challenging times. We are living in very perilous times. By the injustices around the world, the violence, the poverty, the disparity between those who have and those who do not have, it's all evident around us. We've gone from a society where people could sleep without locking their doors, and the only thing standing between them and danger was a screen, to a world where we need double and triple locks. We need cameras thrown throughout our property to get a good night's rest. Moreover, the world we live in now is where children are taken from their beds while they are asleep, where people are kidnapped in broad daylight, where innocent women, children, and are indiscriminately killed, raped, tortured as a consequence of just wars that is taking place in the world today. So there is no doubt that we are living in crazy times, that we need some type of comfort so that we ourselves don't go crazy. We also need to seek comfort for our souls in order to bear life's trials and hardships, some of which affect every single one of us on a daily basis. Some are going through financial constraints. Some are having challenges with their children. Some are having challenges with their spouses. Some are having challenges with their careers, at their workplace. Whatever the case may be, financial issues, relationship issues, loss of loved ones, etc. Allah in His infinite mercy has given us a very real and tangible solution. He gave us someone that we could identify and we could learn from, in whom we could find comfort. And the comforter is none other than our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when we feel the weight of the world on our shoulders, the burdens of the rat race of life that we all caught up, we could literally be able to breathe a sigh of relief just thinking about him and imagining him. Instead, just reading about his biography, learning from the lessons of his life, there is something that every single soul on earth could find comfort in. And just allow me in this few minutes that I have to give you some examples. He was an orphan. He was an orphan. Allah in His infinite wisdom made him an orphan. Let us think about this for one moment. And just imagine
the millions of displaced, disenfranchised, impoverished souls throughout history who were either orphaned at birth or were they separated from their families. There is no possible way to quantify these numbers throughout history. But looking at the current statistics, UNICEF estimates the number of orphans at 210 million in the world today. 86 million orphans in India alone. More than the entire population of countries like Egypt and Turkey. 45 million orphans in Africa alone. 15 million orphans in Mexico alone. And how many orphans in Palestine? How many orphans in Asham, al-Bilad al-Sham? So for a moment, let's think of the 210 million orphans throughout the world, as well as the millions of people who today are living in destruction, in absolute poverty, under oppressive regimes. And let's think, what would it mean to them to know that the most beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also an orphan, was also poor, and he lived in that state until his last and final breath. Let us think about what would it mean to them to know what he himself said about the orphan. What did he himself say about the orphan? He said, a hadith that is mentioned in Ahmad, that if anyone caresses an orphan by moving his fingers in his hair, doing so only for Allah's sake, he will have blessings for every hair which his hand passes. And if anyone treats an orphan well, a girl or a boy under his care, then he and I shall be like these two in paradise, putting his two fingers together. There are 6-7 billion people in the world today, which is roughly the total population of the world. 3 billion people live less than $2 per day. How much dollars per day? They live on less than $2 a day, my friends. Now let us imagine, will me and you manage to live on $2 a day? How much is $2? What's the rand at the moment? 1650, 1640. See? 1632. 1632. So 32 rand you have to live every day on. Our children carry more spending than that. We go to a restaurant, we buy a cold drink for 32 rand. There are people living on less than $2 a day. And the same Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also lived in extreme poverty. And he also starved. And he also tied stones to his belly. Let us imagine how much of comfort all these innocent and destitute souls will find in the comforter. If only they knew. If only they knew. He experienced loss in such degrees that most of us would lose our minds if we went through the same. There are people alive today who fall apart and who go off the rails when their cars get scratched. Or when their Louis Vuitton purse gets a stain on it. Or they lose their Chanel glasses. They'll go off the rails. Or if they don't make it for the pedal match, which they spend 100 rand an hour to play a game of ping pong. My respected elders and friends, there are thousands of people who are so attached to their possessions that they are in therapy right now, even on medication. Then we have the Nabi of Allah, who experienced unimaginable loss. He never met his father. Never. He lost his mother at the age of 6. He lost his grandfather. He lost his beloved uncles. The love of his life, Khadija radiallahu anha. Out of the 6 children, he had to bury 5 of them himself. This is every parent's nightmare. He experienced it not once, but 5 times. His daughter Fatima radiallahu anha was the only child who outlived him. Now let us imagine for a moment, any parent who has ever suffered the loss of a child, whether through war, disease, hunger, accident, or whatever it may be, or any woman who had a miscarriage. And let us imagine how they would feel if they knew the details of his life. Imagine if they knew that the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam understood the pain multiplied by 5 times. Think of how much comfort they would find in the comforter. If only they knew. He suffered by experiencing pain. He was ridiculed, tortured, ostracized by his own people. So for anyone who has ever been bullied or suffered through low self-esteem, imagine the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, even after experiencing and witnessing with his own eye some of the most extraordinary things that have happened in this world, and you will find the comfort in the comforter. Let us think of all the kids that are ridiculed and bullied at school today. Statistics mention 1 in 7 kids, 200,000 around the world, miss school every day because of the fear of being bullied. Some suffer deep anxiety. Some suffer mental health. Some even have suicidal thoughts. Now imagine how much of comfort these people would find in the comforter. The point that I'm making is we have to study the seerah of our beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In order to understand the trials and the tribulations that he went through. Let us think of every single person who has ever been looked down upon, or who hasn't had enough of possessions, the millions and millions of children that are suffering in the world today, innocent children in Palestine, innocent children in Syria and Sham, and in Africa and in every part of the world. And let us think, oh Allah, how much of comfort you have given me. My respected elders and brothers, there are many examples that I wish to narrate to you, but my time is up. We all need to ask ourselves, when was the last time I opened a book of seerah? When was the last time that I opened the book of the biography of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and studied his life and found that the comfort that I needed And the comfort we acquire from the life and the example of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The challenge for me and for you is, do we really know the comforter? The challenge for me and for you is, do we really know the comforter? Have we truly studied his example? We'll have lots of seerah programs in the month of Rabiul Awwal. And we'll have lots of bayans, alhamdulillah, which is good, to bring about an awareness. But the challenge is, have we followed the cause that he has set forth for us? Have we followed the cause that he has set forth for us? Do we really know his value? And do we really understand the comfort that he brings to those who seek comfort? If only we knew. If only we knew. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us the understanding. And one of the remarkable qualities of my Nabi was spending in the path of Allah. Research have studied. Research have shown a very conservative figure. I'm giving you a very conservative figure. That the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent approximately, conservatively, $21 million in his life. For a man have a stove that was lit in his home for 2 consecutive months. For a personality, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who could not afford to have a stove lit in his house for 2 consecutive months, muhaddiseen have given a conservative figure that he spent approximately $21 million, close to 350, 400 million rand in the path of Allah. So let us spend, my respected elders and friends. Allah says, spend, and I will spend on you. Allah says, spend, and I will spend on you. May Allah give me and all of us the ability. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة
الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك الحق المبين فمن نشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله خاتم النبيين وإمام المرسلين المبعوث رحمة للعالمين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا معشر المسلمين أوصيكم أولا بالتقوى الله عز وجل وطاعته والتمسك بسنته حبيبه صلى الله عليه وسلم وخاصة بحبه وتعظيم شخصيته والدفاع عنه صلى الله عليه وسلم في كل مكان وحين من كل معاند وغاصب من كل جانب وواصب، فذلك على كل مسلم حتم وواجب، لأنه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أعظم الخلق وأشرف، أحسن الخلق وأجمل، أنور الخلق وأفضله صلى الله عليه وسلم، خير الخلق في طفولته، أطهر المتطهرين في شبابه، أنجب البشرية في كهولته، فصلاة الله وسلامه على من قاد إليه الشجر وسلم عليه الحجر، فهو خير للبشر صلى الله عليه وسلم، فهو أكمل الخلق وأرحم، وهو الأحلم وهو الأعلم، من أعلاه الله وعظمه في صحبته أطيب مغنم صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما: ما رأيت رجلا، ما رأيت أحدا أنجد ولا أجود ولا أشجع ولا أدوأ وأوضع من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أمة الإسلام ما هو أزكى المخلوقات وأطهر، من أعطاه الله الكوثر حيث أنزل الله في شأنه سورة الكوثر، فالكوثر عباد الله هو نهر في الجنة عند الصلف والخلف. أيها الناس اعلموا أن كل من آند وأبغض محبوب رب العالمين فهو أبتر وهو أسفل السافلين، كما جزم سبحانه وتعالى: إن الذين يؤذون الله ورسوله لعنهم الله في الدنيا والآخرة وأعد لهم عذابا مهينا. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه، وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين، رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، الأحياء منهم والأموات، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة. Brothers, let us ensure that our soles are straight, shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line. Try to fill in all the gaps, stand as close as possible.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقارئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام. اللهم انا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم انا نسالك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم انا نسالك علما نافعا ورزقا حلالا طيبا ولسانا ذاكرا شاكرا وعملا متقبلا وشفاء منك. اللهم انا نسالك العفو والعافيه والمعافاه الدائمه في الدين والدنيا والاخره والفوز بالجنه والنجاه من النار. اللهم اجرنا من النار. اللهم أجرنا من النار. اللهم أجرنا من النار. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم انصر المظلومين والمستضعفين في كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.